The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
The government is planning a diplomatic blitz of the United States for St. Patrick's Day. Taoiseach Simon Harris will bring a memo to Cabinet this morning outlining plans to send ministers to 40 locations across the world in March, but we know not everyone agrees that these visits are a good idea. I'm joined in studio by Richard Boyd-Barrett, People Before Profit TD for Dunleary, and Colin Burke, Fine Gael TD for Cork North Central. Good morning and welcome to you both.
Morning, Pat.
A lot of people are a bit sniffy about the Trump administration, but what's the case for going, Colin?
Well, every year we're exporting over 50 billion euros to the US. It's one of our biggest export markets. I mean, if you look at, I think the figure is 54 billion, 28% of total exports from Ireland go to the US. The UK figure is 22.4 billion and German export market is 20.4 billion. So US is a way ahead, 28% of the market, the Irish market. Therefore, it's extremely important that we maintain that market. Then on the other side, we have over 970 US companies working here in Ireland, employing over 378,000 people. So we have a strong connection with the US. And then we have a huge Irish community in the US. And it's important that we maintain contact with them. And I think it's important that we do the diplomatic. We use St. Patrick's Day and the 17th of March as an important day for connecting with that community. I think it's important that we maintain that and continue.
But Donald Trump is unpredictable. He doesn't observe the diplomatic niceties. You don't know what's going
on. Absolutely, he's unpredictable. That's more reason why you must continue to work with the administration that's now going to be in there for the next 4 years. It's important that we don't in any way have any problems with accessing the US market. Therefore, it's diplomatic diplomacy.
But this man is mercurial. I mean, if you say something that he doesn't agree with, he's likely to take up his pen and sign an executive order to punish you.
Absolutely, and there's no question about that, and that's more reason why diplomacy. I mean, I was on, previously when I was in European Parliament, I was on the joint committee of the European Parliament and US Congress, and we went to the States on a regular basis because we needed to keep that connection between Europe and America. Likewise, Ireland needs to keep that connection between Ireland and America and to grow the market. And also, remember, American companies are using Ireland to access the European market. There's 460 million people between all the member states in Europe. US companies need to access that market. It's a huge market, and it's important that they have that connection.
Richard,
and Ireland is the biggest place for
the case. The case for not going.
Look, first of all, I don't have a problem with government or official representatives of this country meeting with community leaders, developing cultural links, or even trade and business links. But I have a big problem with us sharing our national day, celebrating our national day, with somebody, you called him mercurial, Pat, that's diplomatic. This man is a dangerous, delusional megalomaniac who is threatening to ethnically cleanse millions of Palestinians. This very weekend, he is now bidding up the possibility of restarting the war in Gaza. When there was a ceasefire agreement, agreed amazingly between Hamas and Israel, which was about the release of three prisoners this weekend, and now he has tried to outflank the Netanyahu regime, who have slaughtered 70,000 people over the last year and a half in a genocidal massacre. He's trying to outflank him and restart the war unless people meet
and
demands that he's just pulled out of his head.
That Netanyahu has taken on board the 12 noon. Now, whether it's noon in Israel, noon in Dublin or noon in Washington, D.C., 12 noon on Saturday is the deadline that Trump set, and that's been echoed by Netanyahu.
It's unbelievable. I mean, this is like this guy thinks he's in a Western movie and he just pulls this stuff out of his head. But there's real lives at stake. We've seen something that is beyond words, unspeakably horrific, committed
but
by Israel,
Richard,
and he's proposing to restart it.
If we give him two fingers politically, diplomatically, we know he's a vindictive man, so he is likely to actually turn his vindictiveness on Ireland.
We can't bend the knee to this bully, right? He is threatening the world. And I think the people of the world need to start to think how we're going to fight what Trump represents, the agenda he represents, because it is a very, very dangerous agenda that is driving the world in a very scary direction. And if I was our government, I would be thinking, and I think people across the world are thinking, particularly the millions and tens of millions who've been on the streets in solidarity with the Palestinians, anybody who's opposed to driving the entire world economy into a recession through a trade war, or who's afraid of the possibility of, of, you know, World War III. I think people should start to think, how do we resist this crazy agenda of Musk Trump, you know, the world's richest man with this guy who thinks he's in a Western movie and is willing to threat, you know, hell, that's what he's describing, to impose hell, not just on the people of Palestine, but this is a guy who's willing to impose hell on the world.
Colin?
Yeah, you know, we'll never achieve peace anywhere in the world unless people talk. And yes, I agree with Richard in respect of what the way Trump has behaved. But by walking away, then you're giving him absolute control over what is said. And I'm saying that by having that diplomatic contact, you're also conveying that there's a better way of managing this.
Aren't you making an assumption that there are sane people in the room with Trump this time round? There were the last time. Now, there weren't necessarily people that people in Ireland would have approved of in terms of their politics, but they were seen to be, you know, professional people, be they the generals or the diplomats. Those people are no longer present.
Well,
so
that,
when you're talking about, you know, cozying up to officials and so on, these people are all made in the image of MAGA.
Absolutely, and there's no question about that. But there's also still logical people there as well. And I think we've, no matter where you go in the world, you'll always get 50% who are on your side and 50% who are not on your side. And I think it's important that all of, it's not just Ireland, but all of the other member states of the European Union work together. And, you know, I have been to Gaza. I was there when the American presidency was used back in 2008, 2009. Outgoing president, not elected. The Israelis went in on 27th of December, bombed the living daylights out of Gaza up to the 18th of January because the new president wasn't until the 20th of January. So I've seen, I visited after that bombing where, no, in that case, there was 1,400 people killed, 400 children. So I've seen the atrocities in Gaza. And I did a report back to a committee in the European Parliament about the need for bringing and working towards a peaceful solution. At that stage, over 900,000 people in Gaza were in receipt of food because they couldn't access or grow their own food. So basically, this is there for
I mean, this
boys.
Is, we well, now Colum, need to get Colum's a long-term making the problem. Point, the old Churchillian thing, jaw-jaw is better than war-war.
Look, excuse me. I am not saying that there shouldn't be very serious political meetings between political leaders in Europe, including Ireland, and this new administration, right? But they should be meetings which have an agenda where people are going to say, what you're doing is absolutely dangerous, we're opposed to it, and we are going to resist what you're at. We should not be going with bowls of shamrock on Ireland's National Day to plumose a man who is threatening the world and is threatening to escalate the genocidal horror in Gaza or ethnically cleanse millions of people. Why would we celebrate our National Day? Why would we plumose him? Right? They're different things. Political engagement where we robustly resist his agenda is one thing. And by the way, Europe has a considerable responsibility in this regard because for all the chatter, European governments continue to arm Israel to commit the crimes against the Palestinian people.
I think
right? So Europe is also responsible for letting this agenda, particularly in Palestine, but also more broadly, gain momentum.
I mean,
but there is a very clear message from Ireland in the sense that we were under the control of the UK for, you know, centuries. We came out of that. And we have built a fantastic country here in the sense that we're a huge number of people employed here now. We're self-sufficient in a whole lot of areas.
We're and a very fragile open economy.
Absolutely.
At the mercy of Trump.
Yeah. But at the same time, you know, we were under the British control for centuries. We got out of that and we could show what can be done with a country. Likewise, we can show that message as regards Gaza if it's given the opportunity.
Now, Colin,
if it's given
still,
the opportunity.
You're still assuming that everyone is going to play by the old rules. Trump doesn't play by the old rules. And it is likely, hopefully not, that he will attempt to humiliate your fellow Corkman, Micheál Martin, in the Oval Office. that he'll, as he humiliated King Abdullah yesterday.
Absolutely.
I mean, this is what the man does.
But this is why you need then to work very hard diplomatically. The amount of work that's done by the diplomatic corps behind the scenes is phenomenal. People never see it, but it works. They work night and day to make sure we can get a message across. And I think, in fairness to Micheál Martin, you know, he's a lot of experience. He's been around a while in the sense of dealing with different countries and in relation to the diplomatic way of dealing with work as well. And I think he will give a very strong message, but in a very diplomatic way. And I think we need to use the opportunity that there is a better way than war. I mean, like the whole issue, like Gaza.
I'm just wondering how strong a voice we have. But Richard, this is the day we do get into the room. Shouldn't we seize that day?
Look, our identity, if we're talking about celebrating our national heritage and identity, this country's identity was forged in opposition to colonialism and war. That's where we come from.
Well, isn't that the very reason now, for showing how a country can succeed? Because that's exactly what we've happened here in Ireland. We've succeeded.
But don't forget, it's a way we resisted. Let's be absolutely clear. We resisted empire. And that's what we did.
But Richard, the point I'm making is the architects of the American Constitution. That's what they were doing too, Richard.
Donald Trump is trampling.
And likewise with Gaza.
And
if Gaza is given the opportunity, he can succeed. And I've seen.
Ah, come off. Listen, the guy is threatening to restart a genocidal war that eventually a ceasefire has been forced to end this horror. And this guy wants to start it at 12 o'clock this Saturday. Right? Now, I mean, what is the world going to say to stop that? That's more reason, Richard, why
the diplomatic corps right around the world is working as regards.
The world needs to stand up to him, Colm.
I know, but
right?
if you
this
stand up to him, then
bully,
he will react.
He's a danger
but
to the
Richard,
world, and we need
you know,
to
and I know,
stand up
you know,
to him.
And you know, and I know, you know, and I know, Richard, that if you do stand up to him, he'll do the exact opposite.
Just like you let 2 million troops through Shannon to prosecute the war in Iraq.
The whole thing about
Richard, just one of the listeners has a point which is worth putting to you. You can't be selective about diplomacy, and actually you don't need diplomacy with your allies as much as you do with your supposed enemies.
I actually agree with that, okay? What I am saying is that Patrick's Day is a different type of event. It is about celebrating our national day. It's where you hand a bowl of shamrock.
It's also about
I didn't interrupt you. Now you're because he was interrupting me constantly, right? It's about celebrating our national day, right? I do not believe we should do that. If it was about a coalition of political leaders in Europe demanding a meeting with the Trump administration to say, we are not putting up with this. This is, you know, where our values and principles lie. We're going to stand against your continuing arming of the genocidal horror in Gaza. This is our response to your threats to start a trade war. But that's not what's going on here. This is plumosing and bending the knee to the Trump administration when they are threatening horror and hell, literally, against people of Gaza and threatening a trade war.
What do you say, though, to the notion that if we don't engage and work with the United States, potentially Trump, with the stroke of a pen, could literally destroy thousands of jobs here?
First of all, I don't think he can do that, right? I mean, the idea that Donald Trump is making decisions on behalf of the multinationals who employ people and who make a lot of profit here, they are here not out of the goodness of their health.
For our
benefit.
Over 378,000 people are employed here.
Interrupting me again.
But I'm giving you the truth. 970 different.
I know how many jobs there are, right? But those companies are making absolutely astronomical profits here.
And
they're not going to walk away.
But don't forget,
he's benefiting.
He wants some of those profits. He wants to repatriate a lot of the cash that comes to the Irish economy. That's what he wants to do. He looks at the figures, the trade imbalance favours us over him, and he says, no, not going to happen. We are going to do something which will redress that.
Yes, he absolutely is threatening that, but the companies who are located are here because they want to access the European markets and other markets in and around Europe, right? And they are making the profits and they are making the decisions. So that's why they're here. Trump is a different kettle of fish who is threatening to move the world into a trade war, which, to be honest, is actually going to drive up the cost of living, not just in the United States, but across the world, and is possibly going to threaten a global recession. Now, I don't see why we would we kowtow to somebody like that.
Just the National Day is the 17th of March. We have access to governments right across the world on that day. In the same way as America uses the 4th of July celebrations to access countries and access governments, and they celebrate their day on the 4th of July, ours is the 17th of March. It's an important day, and it's a time when we can meet people, world leaders across the in globe, and meet with them and talk to them about what we've got to sell and how well the Irish economy. But it's also about celebrating, but it's also about getting access to governments that we otherwise, for the other 360 odd days of the year, we don't have access to. And I think it's an important day. We have used it traditionally for, you know, since the state was set up, and we should continue to use it and benefit.
I just want to give you a flavour of what's coming in. If we don't engage and work with the US, Trump could seriously impact our economy with the stroke of a pen. Why take that risk? It's easy for people in opposition to have the high moral ground when they don't have to make these important and delicate decisions. If Ireland doesn't want to look like Gaza, Ireland needs to behave. Ireland is not a superpower and can't tell America or Trump what to say or do. Ireland needs to realise it's a mini minor country with zero power. In theory, it's easy to say you can't bend the knee to Trump. Ireland has too much to lose by aggravating Trump. The dogs in the street know this. I'll be surprised if the government antagonises the US government. That's from Simon in Kildare. 80 million in the USA claim Irish heritage, and like it or not, the USA is a fundamental part of Irish success. This one, I work for a massive US multinational company, and already they're having talks about potential reductions in the workforce due to political unease. John in Dublin says, let the EU take on Trump. If we stick our heads above the parapet, it could destroy our economy for years to come. We've made a great stance on Gaza, but it's not my battle now. My battle is to keep a roof over my head, and I depend on a multinational to do that. That's from Richard. Colm and Richard. Richard first.
The point is that the agenda that has led to the horror and massacre, and we may see more in Gaza, is also coming home here, right? And if Trump shifts the dial, and Musk shifts the dial in the direction we're going, to the right, we are going to see the same type of policies which will impact precisely the ability of people here to keep roofs over their head, of public spending. This is what they're doing, right? They're slashing jobs, they're slashing expenditure on health, on welfare, you name it, and they're threatening a trade war. Now, at a certain point, you stand up to that kind of stuff. And I'm amazed, to be honest, that when we're talking about our National Day, surely the thing that really we should be proud of here is we were not bullied by the British Empire. We resisted.
That's exactly the
we
point
resisted
I'm to you.
The British
Last
Empire.
Last words to you, Colm, then.
I'm saying, you know, you're talking about the 80 million Americans who have Irish connections. We're also, the diplomacy is with them as well. They are our big supporters.
Many
of
them are Republicans
and
nowadays.
Therefore,
that's the reality. Once they get rich, Irish people in America move from Democrat
over
to Republican.
Over 50% of them are probably voting Republican. So therefore, we need to be realistic about this, and we need to keep them on side. And it's by using diplomacy and using our ministerial and our diplomatic staff on the National Day to get our message across.
All right, we'll see how all of that works out around the 17th of March. My thanks to People Before Profit TD for Dunleary, Richard Boyd Barrett, and Colm Burke, Fine Gael TD for Cork North Central. Thank you both.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.